This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
Back in March, President Trump declared a state of emergency over the coronavirus pandemic. It gives city and county and state authorities access to federal resources, and it turns out they can use that declaration to ask for help after protests, too. But as Marketplace's Andy Euler reports, there's a whole lot of bureaucracy you got to get through first.
When you think disaster relief, you probably think of things like hurricanes, wildfires, and floods.
There are emergency declarations. There are disaster declarations. There are major disaster declarations. And then there are public health emergencies.
Carlos Martin is a senior fellow at the Urban Institute. He says the official federal definition of an emergency is even broader. Any occasion or instance for which federal assistance is needed to supplement state and local efforts and capabilities to save lives and to protect property and public health and safety.
So there are a whole bunch of different pots of money kind of opened up, depending on who is doing the declaration and what the actual cause of the declaration is.
But Samuel Rosen, a finance professor at Temple University, says
it's not necessarily like there's just, you know, a big government chest of money that anyone can ask for money from at any time. So there's kind of these designated programs
paid for by federal tax dollars or higher government debt. Texas Governor Greg Abbott issued his own disaster declaration after protests over the death of George Floyd. The declaration allows federal law enforcement officers jurisdiction in the state. Governor Abbott and President Trump are political allies, and that matters, says Eric Tate at the University of Iowa.
National political influences could influence the governor's request. You know, what if there's some differences in party affiliation? It's an election year or not?
He says it's tough to tease out exactly how much political influence plays out in disaster relief allocation, but it's certainly not an apolitical process. In Austin, Texas, I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.